And here we are. We made it to Black Friday, typically the busiest shopping day of the year, when customers line up outside the doors of big box stores waiting to burst through on the hunt for a new TV or for the toy their kids are begging for this Christmas. But this year is different, isn't it? Americans are also waiting in line at food banks, hoping for something to eat. And we have that in mind as we bring in Bloomberg's Mike Regan. Mike, it's good to speak with you, and I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
I did. Thank you, Peter. Mike. I hope you did, too.
Okay. Nice to hear from you. And the National Retail Federation says holiday sales are expected to grow between 3 and 5% this year, despite the pandemic, despite the economic crisis that it caused. Explain that.
Well, I think, Peter, if you are among the sort of fortunate group of people this year who have been able to hold on to their job for the entire year, it's almost been a year of sort of involuntary savings because the pandemic has eliminated so many opportunities to spend discretionary cash, whether it be taking a vacation or just a night out on the town. And if you're working, you're not spending as much on commuting. So if you look at the national savings rate, it's really reflected in that. The savings rate exploded higher early in the pandemic. It reached about 34% nationally in April. It's down since then, but it's still about 14%, which is nearly double the savings rate before the pandemic. So that has created a cushion of savings for a lot of people that I think can now provide for a little bit more generosity around the holiday shopping season, Peter.
And what you say is important because there's such a dichotomy. At the same time as people are lining up to go shopping for Black Friday, we're seeing reports of people in Ohio this week reportedly waiting for 4 hours at a food bank just to get something to eat for Thanksgiving. This economy is so divided right now. What does it mean for the economic health of this country as we see the gap between the richest and the poorest Americans get even wider?
It's not a great sign, Peter. What's interesting is early on in the pandemic, the rate of poverty actually declined a little bit because of the CARES Act and the generosity of all those stimulus payments and extra unemployment benefits and that sort of thing. But that was obviously all temporary. And now we're sort of on the other half of that where we're seeing a lot of that money's run dry. And the concern is without another stimulus bill anytime soon, which let's be honest, it doesn't appear like there's going to be one in the near future. The Urban Institute had put out a study a few months ago saying that that poverty rate could rise to almost 12%, 11.9% is their estimate, if there wasn't another stimulus package released. And that compares to with a rate of about 8.9% otherwise. So this next few months could very well see an uptick in that poverty rate.
And I just wanted to point out, we don't have much time left here, but American Express did a study that found almost 75% of small businesses won't survive to see next year if they don't get the holiday businesses that they're used to. Just briefly, if you could weigh in on that, Mike.
Yeah, it's an awfully scary number. Revenue's down more than 30% for small businesses since January. So it's a tough time for small businesses.
It is
sure.
Indeed. Yeah. Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.